And, Mike, we've got another NFL game Saturday night. My Cleveland Browns traveling to Denver to take on the Broncos. This is an 8:20 kick. The Browns, hey, come on now, got to give us some love. Our fifth win of the season last Sunday over Carolina. Broncos had a very disappointing loss to the Niners. Denver, they have fallen to 6-7.
Browns still alive in the AFC North at 5-7-1 mathematically. They'd have to win out and get some help, but being alive for the division in December, that's very impressive. They got rid of Haley, and they got rid of, you know, Jackson, and obviously that's helped. Denver, in my view, they're done. They're a 3.5-point favorite in this game. But, Coach, even if they went out, I don't see them making the postseason.
And, listen, I've got a little sidetrack here. Cleveland, the big difference in Cleveland this year, it's not a player on the field. It's not a coach. It is John Dorsey, the GM. He's come in. He's righted the ship. He gave Hugh Jackson enough rope. He let Hugh hang himself. And he has been the one. He's cut these prima donnas that Cleveland had. And, I mean, you know, how can you, you know, win one game in 3 years and you're a prima donna? He's cut, you know, these guys, got them out of there. And he's got a workman-type Cleveland Brown, old-time Cleveland Brown football team. And, of course, led by quarterback Baker Mayfield, the rookie out of Oklahoma, Heisman winner this time last year. He accounted for 3 touchdowns in that win over Carolina, had a couple rushing and 1 passing. And it's not just Baker Mayfield, though. Nick Chubb, the rookie running back out of Georgia, you know, he's strong in the ground game. He's had a very nice first year as a rookie. When you look at the flip side, Broncos, you know, they thought Case Keenum was going to be the answer. And, you know, and you don't want to put all the blame on him, but it just doesn't look like that he's going to be the answer at quarterback in Denver.
No, he was outplayed by Nick Mullins of the Niners, and Keenum, in my view, simply isn't a top-tier quarterback. Now, the Denver defense, they're more than respectable, but just like all the other great defenses, they're going to give out when it's apparent that the offense can't score enough points to win the game.
Mike, and you say Keenum's not a top-tier quarterback, and I can certainly buy that argument. I can almost agree with you on that. And I think one of the things that we have to look at, much like expansion in Major League Baseball, watered down the pitching pool, and pitching is not as good as it was, say, 40 or 50 years ago when there were fewer teams. I think you see the same thing in the NFL right now. The more teams that they've expanded to, you know, I think the quarterback pool has dropped down, and there's just, you know, back when you and I were growing up, if you were the starting quarterback for an NFL football team, you know, you were a name brand and you were a good quarterback. But now that they've got 10 to 12 more teams out there, you know, the quarterback pool is just not quite as good as it used to be.
Yeah, that's a good analogy with baseball pitching to quarterbacks. And I think in addition to, you know, having the extra teams, they've got 32 NFL teams now. You also have the issue of the disconnect between college offensive philosophy and the spread and so forth, and how that relates to the NFL game.